Letters of the Rebbe in volume 10. This is letter number 3043. Baruch Hashem, dated the 21st day of Mar Cheshvan, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Shalom Avracha. Now, this is a philosophical question in Hasidic teachings that this person had an opinion and he had a disagreement with some of the other Hasidim the way they interpret it. And he asked the Rebbe, what's the Rebbe, who's right, basically. He's coming to the Rebbe to resolve his disagreement. And basically, in the Hasidic literature, we talk about the world of chaos and the world of correction, called, in Hebrew, tohu means chaos, and tikkun means correction, fixing. And basically, in Kabbalah, we have the principle that there was originally a world that became chaotic, which means there was a tremendous force of spirituality and light over there, and it was not able to contain that light, and therefore the vessel sort of broke and it fell down, and some of those sparks went into negative territory. And our job when we come is to pick up those sparks, those lost sparks, and elevate them, and hence we and the sparks, everybody will benefit. So Rebbe is answering him, Shalom Avracha. So Rebbe says, I'm answering your letter about the difference of opinions that you had, how to understand the ideas that is brought down in the Hasidic Maimorim. You had a difference with the Anash, with the Hasidim that you spoke to, especially as it relates to the concept of Tohu and Tikkun. In your opinion, the Rebbe says, that exists in all levels, from the top levels to the bottom levels. And what exactly it means, he explains with fitting explanation. But not everybody agrees with that, his explanation. So he's writing to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says to him as follows. In most of these cases, those matters which are in a general way also actually exist in the beginning of all levels until all levels. Because we're talking, the world is a world that evolved. It's a world of evolution. It's ishtalshulus. That one item evolves from the other item. So, therefore, in the items that evolve, they contain the root. The general idea expresses itself in them as itself. So, the Rebbe says, self-understood, that in every place that we want to apply and in every step of the hishtalshlus, of the evolution, it's in such a way that is fitting and it belongs to that place and that level and that step. So you got to, everything has to fit in within the place. It says, similarly, he brings the classical example that the Rebbe, Alter Rebbe brings in Tanya. Avraham Avinu, who is at the level, his aspect is like the level, the measure of Chesed of Atzilus. That's a very high and a profound level. And yet he said about that level, which is Chesed of Atzilus, V'anoichi Ofer V'Efer. What does it mean? I am like sand and ashes. Sand and ashes means that there is not only a difference in quantity-wise, but also in quality-wise, meaning that the measure, I think the Rebbe is hinting to the explanation of Tanya that that he brings in the name of the Magid, that just like the ashes, offer that remains after you burn the item, there is no, almost no relationship between the item itself and what's left of it. And that's how much the Midas HaChesed is, the measure of Chesed of Atzilus. It's only a very small and distant from spirituality. So even in that case, when we talk about Chesed of Atzilus, we see there's a big difference, not only in quantity, but also in quality, relative to the higher level. So basically, the Rebbe is saying, every level, wherever we're talking about, we got to sort of fit into that level. And the Rebbe explains this, how could you understand it, by thinking about the saying of our sages of blessed memory, that it says that the light that was created, our sages tell us of blessed memory, that the light that was created on the first day, it was such a powerful light that Adam HaRishon, the first man, was able to look with that light from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Well, the meaning of it is literally, he can see with such a strong light, he can see across the globe. But Chassidus explains the deeper meaning in this, that this is in the revealed world, and this is also in the hidden world. So in other words, not only can he see what's in this world, but also in the things that are covered and hidden. And that is a different type of light than the light below. The light below does not show you things that are concealed. It doesn't show you things that are not there. That was, so what you're telling you, is a different light, a light that can sort of penetrate and reveal things that are hidden. Light that we see with our eyes of flesh, we see a physical world. So, we see that both of these ideas, we're talking about light. On one hand, he was able to see everything in this world. Chassidus says he can also see what's hidden. And they're all included in one saying. The saying says, the light that was created, he can look from one end to the other. So in other words, Rebbe's point is, you have to adjust what it means seeing and what it means from one end to the other end, depending on what you're talking about. And the Rebbe, so you have to interpret everything according to its place. As Rebbe also references in the writings, the Rishimus of the Tzemach Tzedek, from Megillas Eicha, page 26 and on, explaining the idea of what is the idea of Aryeh, a lion in the physical, and there is so many different levels over there from one extreme to the other. So what the Rebbe is saying, yeah, everything generally, even if you talk it in a general way, also exists in specific ways. But the Rebbe says, you can't forget when you're learning a subject matter, first you have to learn the simple meaning. And later on, you can go ahead and think about how is it in a different world or in a lower world. First approach is when you're learning a subject, you have to approach it by understanding it in the way it's presented in the literal level. If you want to apply it also to higher levels, lower levels, that's a second step. And the Rebbe says the same thing is when you talk about this concept of the world of Toyu and Tikkun, the chaos, correction, the simple meaning in that part of the esoteric part of the Torah is that the world of chaos was destroyed. And that was so you can build up a world of correction in which we find ourselves now. Although, Rebbe says, according to the view of the Arizal, the world of Tohu was never a physical world like our world. So the world of correction is a physical world, but the world of chaos is a spiritual world. And there is a difference, a disagreement between the views of the Kabbalist. Other ones, they hold, they are of the view that also the world of chaos was similar to our world. Rebbe references several places in the Torah Or, Parsha Shmos and Teres Chaim. But the Rebbe says the first thing you have to learn this idea as presented literally in the simple meaning, there was a world of Toyu which was destroyed in order to build in its place a world of Tikkun. And after you learn this subject matter as the simple meaning of the esoteric part of Torah, then you can go ahead and find it above and below and very low, especially as it relates to the powers of the soul, the level of chaos and level of correction. And the Rebbe says, look in Teres Chaim, Parshas Noach, starting with page 76b at length. Okay, so that's, the Rebbe is basically telling him that you might have a right approach, you have to find, but that's not the way to start with. You have to start learning the things on a simple level, the way they are. I mean, this is the portion of the esoteric part of Torah, but still, learn it in its simple meaning, and then you go to look at it deeper. But now the Rebbe makes him another point. I'm sure that you know that is known to you, which was brought down in many of the talks of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, that even the greatest ideas are from the Hasidic teachings. They need to bring about a result in actual practice, in one's thought, speech, and action. So the Rebbe says it's not always easy to take out a practical lessons from those discourses of Hasidus, especially in our generation. So the Rebbe says, therefore, it's a must that one has to learn those Hasidic discourses which are called Avodadika. There are certain Maimorim discuss more things that are part of the service of Hashem. How we're supposed to serve Hashem, how we're supposed to daven, how we're supposed to do mitzvahs, how we're supposed to behave. Over there, you can see the lessons without extra effort. Basically, the Rebbe is saying, any Maimer, any Hasidic teaching you learn, you have to take out a Bechein. But sometimes it's difficult, but when you learn a Avodadik Maimer, we have to study Avodadik Mamorim, so you don't have to put too much effort to figure out, what am I supposed to do? And therefore, Bechein. And therefore, the Rebbe says, I'm sure that a important part of your study are certainly in the Avodadik Mamorim Mori Avoda, and the Rebbe blesses him for good news and all the above. Not sure exactly, you know, who this person is, but apparently maybe he was getting more over his head than he should have in the philosophical parts of Hasidus by trying to extrapolate further ideas from some of the principles of the Kabbalah that he learned. And the Rebbe sort of encouraging him that he should learn Maimorim that are easier to get the result, because every Maimor needs to bring some practical improvements in one's life.